Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. There's nothing like adding an element of danger to an otherwise mundane job to make it exciting to a teenager. I sent my 16-year-old son Zane out on his horse to chop thistles in the school section earlier this week. Our pup Kit also went along to help. In the course of the morning, Zane found two rattlesnakes and Kit found one. I hope Zane is not in any trouble for collecting rattles off of wards of the state. He claims that the shovel handle broke as he was trying to pry out a big thistle, but I wonder if an adrenaline rush while battling a big snake might have weakened it. Either way, he did not really want to spend a lot more time in the pasture without it. I'd mentioned last week that Zane was starting a colt and that it was going pretty well. The honeymoon was a little short. He says there's a big difference between bucking horses and rodeo broncs. With rodeo broncs, you know what is going to happen when they open the gate. With colts, you do not know when things are going to cut loose, and the packed dirt in a corral is not nearly as nice to land on as a worked-up arena surface is. Zane has not given up on breaking his horse, but he told me he wants to work on groundwork until after the rodeo finals. I'm hoping that riding a colt during AI season will give what is normally considered a dull job that extra measure of drama that will keep the annual event exciting for everyone.
Such a buckaroo mob you seldom will see. A grandma, four kids, and the foreman, that's me, trying to wrangle this motley crew so the cows are corralled when the evening is through. As we enter the pasture, I lay out the plot and hope that everything works like it ought. The cows are described by color and number. As my list gets longer, my help starts to slumber. We need 301. She's a black brockle face. Her ear tag is green. Check the blues just in case. When you've got them paired up, use the gate by the tank. Let's hustle, because them clouds are forming a bank. My mom's to my right doing pony side passes, and my daughter to the left, she don't have her glasses. And the boys are loping right through the main herd, singing without a discouraging word, and I'm questioning if this job makes any sense when Tink nips a calf and it runs through the fence. Then one of the boys comes back in a flash chasing 031 on the 100-yard dash. Well, I thought you said red. Isn't that number right? And the foreman, that's me, gets a little uptight. Now, before we go further, I need to explain with grandmas and kids, you don't talk like John Wayne. You very soon find if you give your tongue slack that the help takes it in and then plays it all back. And I said I'm the foreman, not the same as the boss. She stays at headquarters. On my ear she might toss if she hears from the crew while they're hitting the hay an expanded vocabulary they heard Daddy say. Then I hear about it in a tone none too sweet. When it comes to kids' minds, there's no hitting delete. We need 301. Her ear tag is green. I yell it out louder and sound kinda mean, but I hardly get noticed. Sure, wish I could whistle. The boys are playing tag and Mom's pulling a thistle. My daughter's horse is grazing the grass. If this is a test, I probably won't pass. My mount hits a lope as I belter and blow. We never will finish if you keep moving slow. Tink, get over here. Mom, go to her right. Sis, see if the calf is somewhere in sight. Oh, I forgot you can't read the tag. Well, come over here and follow this bag. Boys, what are you doing? Get it in gear! You found the calf. We'll bring him up here. Sis, go left. Don't let her turn back. Tink, back off and give her some slack. Three boys on the ground. Did they stumble and fall? No. They dismounted when they heard nature call. Tink, sit, sis, go, Mom, fill up the gap. One boy has remounted, now he's taking a nap. The cow goes right, she's making a break. I'm riding a colt, this could be a mistake. Get in front of the cow, I shout out in vain. Dad, my saddle is slipping and it's starting to rain. Sis, help your brother. Turn around, you old bat! No, not you, Mom! Just stay where you're at! Keep the calf with the cow! Don't let him split up! Go the other way now! Oh, you crazy pup! Take sit, sis, go! Mom, turn toward the gate! We'll take her on through. You're doing just great. Come over here, boys. Don't be moving slow. We've got one pair sorted. There's just a dozen to go.
Thanks for hanging out and hanging on with the Pinecrest crew this morning. Have a great week, and please be out here early next time for another homegrown adventure. Happy trails!